So thanks, Rebecca. I just wanted to get the recording started before we talk too much more. So yeah, you were saying it's different not having to be on a schedule every day after 30 years.
Right, to be somewhere at a specific time and having a schedule. And even though I it was fine, I liked it. This is just a new adventure.
And how long have you been on this new adventure?
It will be 6 years in June. Yes, 2009. Yeah, 6 years.
And how's your life changed in those 6 years?
How has it changed?
Or has it? I mean,
it's evolved. It's not so much a change because I have always welcomed change. Even though I feel comfortable with routine, I'm also adventurous. So both those have always played in my life. I would think outside the box, but at the same time, be practical.
That sounds like a nice combination.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Yes. So as far as it having changed, it's just evolved. I'm not coming up with anything that's actually changed other than having the freedom to make my own scheduling. Yes.
So changed versus evolved.
Yes.
Seems like there's some distinction you have there.
Yeah. I'm writing that down.
What piqued your attention about that?
I think routine, that could be a key to working with my vision and my project. So it could be something that I maybe overlooked or avoided, that kind of come back to that and set up a schedule to be working on it. It's pretty simple. It's right there, isn't it? Thank you, Carly. Yeah, there you go. Point one. How to get this done. Try a schedule. That might work. Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're done for today.
Yeah, I think so. I got my homework right there. Oh, that's funny.
So would you like to explore more about routine, or would you like to sort of do something else right now?
Say that again.
Would you like to continue exploring
routine,
or would you like to go somewhere else right now?
Let's go somewhere else. I did make a note. I will work with that.
Okay.
Definitely. Let's see what that looks like. But yeah, let's do something else too.
Okay.
Maybe open up some other areas that might fit nicely into looking at a schedule.
Well, this is our first official coaching session, and so I would probably normally ask you about your vision and, you know, what would be a really valuable outcome for you for our time together. We've got up to 5 sessions we've committed to. Depending on how we go, we might only have 3. Who knows? You might be cooked by then, completely cooked.
And ready to serve.
Yeah, ready to serve.
That's funny. Yes. So the what I want to have happen is to get a workable plan that keeps me focused on putting the program together, or at least a framework to narrow some things down, because right now it's all over the place. So like a schedule, something very practical. I know it's simple, or it sounds simple, so that's a place to start.
Okay. So you mentioned a workable plan, a framework, and a schedule. And okay. Then you said it was sort of seems simple. So I'm wondering what would we need to address in order for you to make this simple and to be able to move forward?
Narrowing where to go first. Defining where to focus.
Okay.
There's so much information, and there's so many different ways that I could go, just as there's so many different modalities for energy awareness. So that I find myself wanting to know all the modalities, all the programs, and I may be doing the same thing here with all the information that's out there. So it's defining the actual niche. Where do I want to focus? And then I know everything else will fall into place, either be eliminated or be added. So it's you know, I guess I could make an analogy here. It's, okay, we have schools throughout California, and I grew up in the system, a private school system in California, and, well, I went to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo for college, and I don't have to go to every single school to be educated. I mean, that's not, does that make sense to you? So mm-hmm. I'm looking at all the information. It's, I don't have to have all that information to be able to produce a program. So what I'm trying to sift it into something that's workable and be okay with that.
Okay. So if you were to sift through all of the information and come out with a plan to implement some sort of program, create some sort of framework, what else would you need to have in order to feel that you had achieved what you wanted to achieve, or is that it?
That's a start.
Okay.
That's a start. So I don't keep looping in my head over and over, well, I need a little bit of that, I need a little bit of that, I better look this up, I better do that, blah, 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 all over the place. So if I can get razor sharp focus at this point, then I can let up a little bit and be able to see where I can draw from, because I'll have that main focus.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it seems like we may need to address the looping in your head and how to maintain razor sharp focus.
There you go. Yes.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, the grass is always greener type thing.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Oh, there's a pretty package. Let's open that one up. Let's see what's in that one. But I hadn't finished, you know, opening the one that I had or exploring what was in that was available.
Yeah.
And I have my own. I have a lot to draw from.
You have your own what to draw on?
My own knowledge, my own experiences, and my own notes that I've been taking.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we've got a little bit of an idea of the scheme, the sort of overall scheme of where you want to go. I'm wondering whether there's something else that needs to be addressed or whether we sort of dive in and take a piece of that today.
Probably let's dive in and take a piece.
All right. So what piece would you like to bite off today?
Well, you know what? It's going back to scheduling.
Okay.
It went right back there. So let's go there, because that's where I want to go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to discover about scheduling?
To pay attention to it. And what does that look like for a week? What is reasonable for me to give it attention, to set it up? Then I'll do it. Then I can, because I know I've got a beginning and an end, and then I can leave it alone. That'll reduce the looping stuff that goes on.
Mm.
So I would say, the first part is to make a schedule, looking at what I have available.
What would be important for you to look at in your schedule there?
Where I can have some creative fun with it and relax with it.
Mm. So how do creative fun and relaxing with it work for you in a schedule?
I'll do the work. And so I'm going to look at the 7 days of the week and put down the times that would be reasonable for me and workable and that I feel are where I work my best, which is going to be mornings. So I could, devote, maybe an hour at a time say right after I've eaten breakfast, and then just even put my timer on and I have a start time and an end time. And maybe just start out like 3 days a week. Start it with that first.
And if you did this 3 days a week, for the next month, if you did this 3 days a week for the next month,
right?
What might be different for you?
I'd see the focus. It'll reveal itself. It's like building a house. So I'm building the foundation.
Hmm. So what foundation are you seeking to build?
To be available to create this program.
And what's stopping you from being available now?
Being overwhelmed. It's more of a mental thing.
And how is overwhelm related to looping in your head?
It's because all of the information that's out there, I just go to the next shiny thing. So I have to rein that in and train my brain to, okay, this is the time we're going to do it. We have a beginning and an end. I'm used to that kind of scheduling with creating lesson plans and being at meetings and working with families and administration. So that's familiar to me, and it's I can do it.
Mm.
So this is training myself then. And then, you know, as I go along, I can ease up on that possibly. It's, you know, not set in stone. It's that I'm realizing that if my intention is to create this program for families to use, it's got to start getting down on paper. Because like I think I said before, it's in my head, and I've got notes here and there, but there's no organization to it. So this is a way to get all that organized.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see what happens. We'll see, you know, how the pieces fit together or the building starts getting built. And then they'll come. They'll show up.
That's great.
And I do know I'm not going to do it all. I totally get that. I know my strengths and my weaknesses, and I believe in teams and have full confidence I will, you know, find the people, the resources to complement or do those areas. Good. I like this already, Carly. That's good.
Oh, good. So your energy's gone up. I'm noticing you're a little excited.
Yeah.
What's different already for you?
The plan. Having a plan of just basic scheduling. And that it be not something that's this, you know, huge obligation that I've set up for myself. But I can chunk it out. It's reasonable. And it has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So and your guidance helps then to streamline this. Because otherwise, then I see the real value in the coaching, because then, I mean, I might desire to do this, but then it just, I'll kick myself into that looping thing again, or, oh, let's take a look at that, what that program has to offer, what that person has to say, or what that seminar replay information is going to give me. So this really helps then to show. Go start here. This is a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you've created a structure, which has helped me create the structure that I know I need to have.
So what is the structure that you have? Pardon?
Any sense? Am I not making what?
Are you making
sense
perfect sense?
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
You're making perfect sense. I just already sense there's some energy that's been released for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, thank you.
So I'm wondering whether you want to explore any more of your schedule or whether you feel like what you've already put in place is enough to begin with.
I think it's enough to begin with. Yep.
So what would...
I could, once I have that schedule written out, and I can see it. I kind of lost my thought, but what was I going to say? That for one of the, then I can brainstorm and make a list of like specific areas that I want to take a look at. It might be going back over my notes and organizing them. So that's probably the next piece, which I can do with my hour that I have devoted to this. That could be part of the beginning work.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to go explore all the other shiny things that pop up, I can do it at another time. You know, so I don't think I'm not being able to do something. So I can do that. I'll give myself permission to do that at another time.
Okay. Well, you've mentioned shiny a number of times. So
yeah.
Something seems important about the shiny things that...
Okay.
I'm just wondering whether there's any value in exploring what shiny means or what's important to you about the shiny or not.
It's because I'm so interested in the whole field, in the whole area of educating parents and the personal growth of each individual and each individual's potential in learning and in healing and taking all of that and preparing the environment for children so they have a good shot at having mental health in place as best as they can.
Very clear when you speak about your vision and what you desire to have for people.
Yes. Yes.
So if the shiny was to support you instead of maybe taking your attention away, how would you use shiny to support you?
That shiny would mean fun and creative, full of energy, happy, positive, and also, if you get yourself in a bind, where are the escape hatches? You know, there's plenty of tools out there to learn that if things start to get too big, too difficult, there's always something out there to lighten your load. That's another aspect of the program, to teach the couples that, you know, individually we have our own perceptions. And, you know, what happens when things don't work, when the tools aren't working? There still are plenty of things you can do. Really simple things like just breathing activities. So I think those are all the shiny things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Making this simple and workable and that even when things aren't going the way they think it should go, that have some tools in place to they can pick and choose from. And I've used them, so I know they work.
So you mentioned so many wonderful qualities about Shiny, and you mentioned tools that you know work. So there's like fun, creative, full of energy, happy, positive, making this simple.
Yeah.
Knowing where your escape hatch is.
Yeah.
Or hatches are. So I'm wondering how you can apply any or all of that to your ability to make a schedule and stick to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I'd have to think about that, too. Say that question again, or say that comment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if, yeah, how you might be able to apply some of those qualities associated with Shiny to making your schedule time shiny. Or is that not necessary for you?
Maybe. I'd have to think about how that would look. Yeah, I'll explore that.
What might be a better question to have asked you there? I sense that didn't quite land with you.
Uh-huh.
What's the important thing for you? We've got a coaching session in 2 weeks' time from today.
Yes.
What would you want me to be asking you about when we start our call in 2 weeks that would have you feel that you have accomplished what you wanted to?
Probably have me describe how I'm feeling. Describe what's in that accomplishment. Maybe mm-hmm. describe the feeling of being of accomplishing something.
And what will you have accomplished?
The foundation of creating this program. That's what gets me excited. Creating the foundation. Because then that means I have sifted through and have started to narrow where I want to put my attention.
Mm-hmm.
That will match and align with the whole purpose of what I'm trying to do. What I'm putting together, what I want to provide for people, which is for them, for as individuals, as a couple, and as a family. And that if they create have behaviors that are positive, or when they have obstacles in their lives, then they're going to teach their children how to move through those obstacles in ways that are going to be beneficial. I mean, we're all going to have the negative feeling. We're just human. We're all going to get angry. We're all going to get resentful. We're all going to get upset or our feelings hurt. That's a given. That's a fact. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? So when I have to figure out which area I'm going to address and how to address that. But however that gets done, the end result would be that those adults will then be aware of those behaviors of what they do when they get angry or upset, and then model that for their children. What are the healthy mental healthy ways to move through obstacles also?
So I'm wondering how that applies. I'm sorry.
What? No, go ahead.
I can't help but notice that was beautifully said and very clear and articulate. And I'm just wondering how you might apply that to
my
sticking with your schedule.
I know, it's coming back to that.
Okay. I don't know yet. Maybe I'll know in 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm wondering, what learning has come to you so far? I know we're coming nearer to the end of our session here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what has come to you or become obvious to you so far in our coaching today that supports you move forward?
Having the your guidance that keeps me on track to get clear. Your guidance, your coaching, then keeps my brain focused to where I want to be. It keeps pulling me. It feels good. I mean, I can feel it. It feels fantastic. It feels liberating, and my mind is clear, and at the same time, it's engaged, but it's not overtaxed either. It's a balance. So you provided a balance for me then to work on what I myself have defined the work to be.
Yeah,
you didn't tell me to do anything, but you guided me to get to that point, and now I'm excited to try that or to do it and to see what comes up, what shows itself.
Wonderful. So you mentioned team and that you believe in teams.
Yes.
I'm wondering, is there anything you need or anyone in order to support you keep this high energy and keep this excitement going?
You. You can do that.
I'm here in 2 weeks again. I'm right here. But in between,
I can hear your voice. You say that again, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You can use my voice as supports you. But I was just wondering whether you needed or wanted anyone else to support you in this process, seeing you mentioned that you believe in team.
Not right now. I'm choosing you as part of the team right now to get started.
Okay.
So I feel real comfortable and confident with that at this point.
All right.
And your voice is very calming.
Oh.
your tone is amazing.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
Have you ever done hypnotherapy at all? Have you done anything in that area?
You mean being hypnotized or being a hypnotizer?
Being a hypnotizer. Not that you're hypnotizing me, but that you have just a very easy voice. Very easy.
Oh, thank you. No, I haven't. It's. I think that must be another lifetime you're channeling for me.
Maybe so, because I'm real sensitive to voice and tone.
Mm-hmm. So how do you want to use that as you move through these next 2 weeks with your schedule?
Calming down. It'll calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not over excitement. Balance.
So if you think about where we started today and where you are now.
Oh, huge.
Yeah?
Huge.
Okay.
It's simple, too.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about it to me. I think it was a huge opening and realization, and it's not overwhelming. It's very clear and simple.
Mm.
And it's a beginning. I don't have to do it all in one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything else, do you feel like there's anything else we need to address, or shall we finish here?
I think we can finish here.
Okay. Well, let me just switch off the recording.